Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Rye.
What's up?
I'm okay. How are you?
I didn't ask you if you're okay. I said, what's up?
Nothing.
That does it for this episode of I'm Sorry, Dad. We'll see you in a month. We're going to post once a month from now on.
I was thinking once every like 6 months.
That would get everyone like thirsty for more content.
Yeah.
And then when we upload it, it'll be massive.
It'll be like when Kanye drops a new album, you know?
Dude, you're right.
Dude, we should do it. Let's do that now.
I'm still hanging tight for Will Smith's new next venture.
Will Smith's going to make a new album?
He's going to get jiggy with it again, I hope.
I mean, I don't feel like the majority of our audience even knows what the fuck that is.
Will Smith is the lead actor.
He's the guy from Suicide Squad, right?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah, he was from Suicide. That's the guy from Suicide Squad, Will Smith.
I dated a girl who loved that movie.
And you broke up with her right after.
Yeah, she lost some points.
Nice.
And I was like, wait, hold up. You like Suicide Squad? Later, bitch.
Yeah.
And that was the first guy I ever dated. I already said it was a girl. Oh, well. Welcome to I'm Sorry, Dad.
Jesus.
Let's give them a quick preview of what they're about to hear. Toddie Smith.
Toddie Smith is on the podcast. You know Toddie Smith as the bodacious, handsome, just overall hunk of ass. But he's also a very funny guy.
Got a hunk of ass. He talks about his experience on a reality dating show, which he says he never talked about.
No, I've never heard of that story before in my life.
So we've got an exclusive. And also I talk about how I had a mini freak out.
Yeah.
I vented to Jason Nash about
you can't see this, but I'm putting my foot on Rye's leg and he's freaking out.
Yeah, Brandon's
Why are you doing that? Why are you freaking out, Rye? Because you're homophobic?
No, it's just like the sole of your shoe is probably covered in both human and animal feces.
It's true.
I don't want that on my dungarees.
All right, fair point.
Fair point.
Fair point.
Fair faucet.
Fair faucet.
Faucet water. Woo! We're rolling.
Killing it today. okay, well, also, I'm sick, and also, you're upset, so.
Yeah, I'm upset.
You are upset.
No, I'm fine. Why do you say I'm upset?
I don't know if I should talk about it on here. I don't think I should.
No, just going through some shit, but it's not worth saying on the podcast. And when I say shit, it's like not that big of a deal. It has nothing to do with the freak out I had. But you
it's
guys,
a completely separate thing.
You guys will hear all about the freak out on this podcast. But first, it's just me and Brandy just shooting the shit.
Yeah, just talking about life and shit, you know?
Talking about ending our lives and shit.
No.
My bad. I meant to say, like, I'm really, really sad. Happy.
Hey, you know what, man? Most of the people that listen to this podcast are fans, and most of them are teenagers, and most of them are suicidal because they're teenagers. So you're not doing a very good job of dissuading that, you know, great point of killing yourself.
It is a really good thing to do.
It's a great, I mean, probably best thing you can do, but don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, yeah, we're kidding. Do not kill yourself.
Yeah, that was a joke. That was
there are people out there who love you. I love you. And if you kill yourself, I will be so hurt. Or that sounded sarcastic. Don't kill yourself, all right?
Yeah, don't kill yourself. I was just kidding. Don't be an idiot.
So I know last week you wanted to talk about... for the listeners, we had to stop recording this intro.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had a little bit of a little bit of your own crisis.
Yeah, I had problems with somebody that was caused by a friend. So it was just this giant like misunderstanding that was caused by a friend of mine who also has a podcast.
Yeah,
and it was my own personal thing, and pretty much went in the crisis mode that whole day, and was just trying to mostly sick.
Nice
I'm also
cop.
Sick. I don't have a dick anymore because she chopped it off because she was so angry.
Damn. Without saying too much, are you still in touch with this girl? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine.
Everything's fine?
Everything's good. We hung out with her the other day. Everything's solid gold.
Cool.
Solid gold.
Ooh, I'll give the audience an update with my relationship status.
No one cares.
The girl I've been dating.
No one cares.
The girl I've been.
No one cares.
The girl I've been dating. We're official.
Aww. that's sweet.
Yeah, it's cool. But you know, we're committed to each other, but we still just want to have some laughs.
Sure.
We want to take things slow. I moved too fast in my last relationship, and didn't end well. She is no longer with us.
You killed her?
Yeah, I killed her.
Oh.
But you know what? I think it's for the best.
Yeah.
She was...
She seemed like a very nice girl, but you you just had to axe her, huh? It's fucked up, man. It's really fucked up that you did that.
Literally axed her.
And that's on tape now.
Speaking of axing, my cat Ralph is currently licking her axe wound.
I thought she was licking her vagina.
Yeah, that's a term for vagina. Isn't that gross? Axe wound?
Axe wound?
Hatchet wound?
Axe wound sounds so not, like, sensual.
No.
Your axe wound. What is our dicks called axes?
Swords.
Swords.
I just saw, speaking of swords, I just saw Wonder Woman last night.
What'd you think?
Thought it was good.
Yeah.
Thought it was good, but really unrealistic, because, like, no woman should be a lead in a movie.
Nope.
Just kidding.
Knew where you were going with that. I was like, nope, shut it down.
So what do you want to talk about? We can answer some emails, too.
Nah, sounds boring.
People want us to do that.
To answer emails?
Pretty badly, yeah.
All right, well, answer some emails.
All right, it's email time, biatch.
All right, we got three emails.
Cool.
I'll read the emails.
Sure.
All of them, because I like to feel like I am a part of this little thing we got going on here, Rye.
You are a big part of it.
Okay.
I asked you to do this so you could retweet. And might get us more exposure, but since you're here, I guess you can fucking talk. Ugh, okay. It's gonna be rough.
Man, you know, they say the truth hurts, and that was like getting hit by 8 semis at once.
Wow. Semi-soft dicks?
Yeah.
Semi-chodes?
Semi-chode?
All right, read it.
Sorry, babe, I got a semi-chode tonight. It's not gonna happen. Okay, this is the first one. It's from a girl named Lily. Hi, I've been a vegan my whole life, 19 years, along with my family. While perhaps my lack of love life might be entirely my fault, I'm starting to wonder if the whole crazy hippie militant vegan girl stereotype might drive guys away. Is veganism a turnoff for you? Should I hide this part of myself? Suggestions greatly appreciated. 19 years is quite a long time void of any taste of love.
Ugh.
That's
taste of love.
Taste of love. That was good.
I want to taste your love, baby girl. Ha ha.
I want to taste your love. I taste love every night.
I want to taste your love. Sounds like a song.
Taste your love.
I want to taste your love, girl. I want to taste your love.
Yeah, it sounds like an R&B singer in the 90s.
Baby, let me taste your love.
Okay, we get it right. You can sing.
Yeah, I can sing very well. You don't hide your veganism.
Okay, but she's asking if the crazy hippie militant vegan girl stereotype might drive guys away.
Yes.
Yes, it will. It totally will.
That'll drive any person away because no one likes to be preached things.
Yeah, I've known many vegans that are just like, oh, that don't even like barely bring it up unless it's needed. Like they're at dinner and she's like, oh yeah, I have to get something because I'm vegan. I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah. She's not like, I have to get something that's vegan. And did you know that the cows, and did you know that you're an awful person for doing this thing to the cows and the milk and the farms? And it's like, I don't stop. It gets so, when it becomes self-congratulatory and self-righteous, that's when you are a dick. But other than that, as long as you're not that, then you'll be fine.
Yeah, and you can even use that scenario in any situation. Let's talk about if you love baseball. If every time you hung out with me, I was like, have you started watching baseball yet?
Mm-hmm.
You know it's good, right?
Yeah.
You should be watching baseball.
Yeah.
Attention, everybody here. I just like to say that watching baseball is the thing to do.
Yeah.
So, just don't fucking push it on people. Nobody in any situation with any subject wants to hear that shit.
No, so, not at all. No one cares about what you put in your body.
Yeah, no one wants to feel bad for like living their own lives.
Yeah.
So just don't fucking push it on anybody.
Lily doesn't sound like that kind of girl, but she sounds like she is being associated because she is vegan. And I feel like the stereotype of vegans is that. So she's like, because I'm a vegan, people think that I'm that. And that's unfortunate, but also, you know,
there's a common joke that you can put in any many scenarios, any subject, or not everything, but like, you know how I know you're vegan? Because, or do you know how to tell if someone's vegan?
How?
They'll tell you. There it is.
It's pretty good.
So that was a good email. Thank you for that. I think we summed that up. It was a pretty easy one.
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
Being a vegan is totally fine. Just don't guilt people about their non-vegan choices.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
Just don't be a fucking dick.
Wow, that was really loud. Well, I want the next one.
Wow, you really want to read these.
I want to read these.
Going to practice reading?
Yeah. Actually, I am trying to practice reading because I didn't go to college. Okay. This is not from a person. This doesn't say their name.
Oh, oops.
I'm in love with a guy 10 years older than me. How do I convince people to take our relationship seriously? Wait, I am 20 in a situationship with a guy I've been hooking up with, M 30. I don't know why they put the M before that. We've been seeing each other for the past 7 months and I've developed a lot of feelings for him romantically that I would really wish he'd consider something. But I really wish he'd consider something more besides just having sex. He thinks no one would take me seriously as I am this young 20-year-old fresh into college. I know 10 years apart is a pretty wide gap, but how do I prove to him that I'm more than just some sexual fantasy? Also, any advice on dating older men? I don't know if we can give you advice on dating older men. I don't know.
I'm currently dating a 43-year-old man.
I'm currently dating a 60-year-old man named Horace.
Yeah. Sounds like he doesn't really respect you a whole lot.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. I don't know why he's talking that voice.
7 months of hooking up, and he says that no one will take you seriously?
Like, who says that to somebody you've been hooking up with for a week?
So it's like, Brandon, we've been hooking up for 7 months, and I want more out of this. And then you say,
bitch, you crazy.
No one will take you seriously.
No one take you seriously.
Yeah, so that would hurt my feelings, and I'd be like, hopefully, eventually, I would come to my senses and be like, well, then, fuck you.
Yeah. I think that's actually what you should say in this situation is, fuck off. I will, because he's 30, doesn't mean it's like that. She's treating this like he's like this distinguished, like, old man. He's 30.
Yeah.
He's still a fucking kid. Most people don't reach, like, true adulthood until they're, like, 35 or 40.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
It's funny because, like, we really we're influencers and, like, comedians. But people know that. So we're going to give some bad advice, probably.
Yeah, no, we are. That's the thing is, like, you're taking advice from... I'm 23, you're 33. Mm-hmm. I think that you really become, like, truly, like, mature. Obviously, you have to become mature when you're, like, 35 to 40. Like, that's when you need to become, like, responsible and mature. And so this guy is still a fucking kid. He's just a little bit older than you. And he sounds like a little bitch anyways, so just drop his ass, honey.
Yeah, as hard as it may be, I would say stop considering him an option for a boyfriend and like enjoy the sex if you want to, but usually in a fuck buddy situation, one of the people in that situation catches feels. Sounds like this girl is catching the feels and he's not. So as hard as it may be, I would say try to move on from this dude. And also, if you date a guy around your age, you'll probably have more fun. Just simple things like knowing each other's references.
And each other's everything else, like musical tastes and movies. And because he'll be like, have you seen, well, it's 30 years. So when was he born? Like 1980 something? 1990 something.
87 something like that. I don't know.
87?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I'm terrible at math.
Yeah, who cares about this fucking guy? Drop his ass. You don't need him in your life.
And if you want to date older men, find a good one. This dude sounds like he's not mature and he isn't ready for a relationship. So drop his sorry ass, dad. Sorry, dad. Ass.
Nice.
Drop.
All right. We're going to move on to the next question. I think. Yeah.
Sure.
I just wanted to get out of that, what you were doing. I don't know what you were doing. Hey, fellas.
Hi.
What's up? I'm Keith, and I'm 22 from London.
Hello.
He immediately regrets sending in a question.
Well, I'm going to keep on interrupting you.
Sure.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. The advice I need is a bit weird, but I only have one dude friend, mainly hang out with girls, to ask. Wait. I mainly hang out with girls to ask, and it involves him. I see my best friend a lot, and every time I'm around his house, I swear his mum is trying to come on to me. My buddy is getting suspicious as I keep making excuses to not go around. She keeps doing stuff like bending over in front of me, winking at me, slapping my ass, asking if I can handle an older woman. I think it's confidence. I think it's a confidence thing because she's recently divorced. But if it weren't for my friend and the fact it might not be good for her, I'd totally fuck her. What should I do? Do it. That's what I would do.
Damn.
I don't know. It's hard. I would say do it, but I mean, it's obviously going to be fucking weird because you're his friend.
I say don't do it and choose the friendship over banging your friend's mom.
I don't know, man. I mean, she's doing all this shit. I mean, at a certain point, you got to say you have to either have a talk with her or you got to have a talk with her.
Or talk with him. Or he's saying you have to have a talk with her or bang her.
Yeah.
I think this doesn't sound cool. It sounds like it's making you uncomfortable. You should talk to his mom and just be like, hey, can you stop flirting with me? And then she'll probably be so embarrassed. She'll be like, what are you talking about? I'm not doing that.
Or she'll go, what do you mean flirting with you?
What are you talking about? She'll be like, you mean like this?
Like this? And she'll touch your leg. And then it turns into a Brazzers video.
Yeah. Actually, I take back everything I said. Bang this mom, film it, send it to the podcast, and we will post it on YouTube.
First, we'll jerk off to it, obviously.
Of course. We'll send a video, a split screen. We'll send a reaction video of me and Brandon, and our reaction will be to jerk off. And a split screen of us jerking off.
Side by side.
Yeah. That's how I usually do it.
Yeah. So, I would say, no, but if you did want my honest opinion, if I was just talking to this guy, like, right here, and we were bros, I'd be like, dude, I'd say do it.
I know. It is pretty cool, but unfortunately, it's your only dude friend's mom, so don't do it.
Well, you say you get along better with girls anyways, so what would losing one dude friend do, you know?
It would hurt him. It would hurt his friend. I think I might be a better person than you.
I mean, okay, I'm thinking from the perspective of he's 22. Opportunities like fucking a mom don't come around very often. That's all.
Right, just don't.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Okay, I hear you totally, but it's his friend's mom, so he shouldn't do it.
Okay, then don't do it.
Wow.
Okay.
Just rolled your eyes.
I did. I said, okay, then don't do it. Like, whatever. Jeez. I'm just telling you honestly what I would say to him as a... I mean, obviously, he knows the consequences, but, like, I don't know his mom. I don't know his friend. I'm looking at this from a 22-year-old man who possibly could sleep with a hot, older woman who's a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's every kid's fantasy, I think.
You can bang another mom, though.
I don't know about that.
Sure you can.
You can?
Yeah.
All right, well, then don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, but how do we resolve it? I say, if it continues, tell the mom that it makes you uncomfortable.
Sure.
And then hopefully if she isn't a piece of shit, she'll stop.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Have you ever banged a mom?
Yeah, yours.
Burn, dude. That was a good one, bro.
Thanks, man.
Respect.
Yeah.
Have you ever banged a mom?
I just told you.
Have you ever answered this seriously? Have you ever banged a mom?
Right. I keep telling you the answer, and I feel like you're not accepting it.
What color pubes does my mom have? Prove it.
Green.
Green. Yes.
No, I haven't had sex with a mom. I want to. There are two people I would like to have sex with.
And? Who they are?
Mom. Oh. A mom. A MILF.
I thought you were going to like name one.
A mom. Uh-huh. And I would love to have sex with a black girl.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Because I'm so completely attracted to black women.
You are?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like more than other races?
Well, I guess because I usually don't care as long as like a girl's cool and like, you know,
yeah. It
doesn't matter what race she is. But for some reason, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know. Most black women I see, I'm like, shit, man.
Nice.
Gorgeous.
It's cool. Yeah, I like black women. As long as they're attractive.
They are. Most of them are, to me at least.
And,
I don't know.
And if they're not attractive, I don't like them at all, and I don't even want to even talk to them.
Oh, so you're a racist?
No, I'm trying to make myself sound like an asshole. But I'm kidding.
But you're a racist.
No, I am not racist. Well, everyone's a little bit racist.
Okay, let's not go into this territory.
For instance, you're half Mexican, and I'm just not a big fan. Just kidding. I've banged some moms. Never my friend's mom, though.
You've banged moms, though, before?
I'll tell you why I haven't banged my friend's mom. It's because I'm a good dude. Also, none of my friend's moms want to bang me. But yeah, I banged some moms.
But if they were like, Rye, let's do it, then you'd do it?
No.
Sure.
I have good control over what's right and wrong.
You keep telling yourself that, Chief.
Like, with my girlfriend now, if there was a super hot girl who's like, let's fuck right now, I'd be like, yeah. No, I can't. Even yeah. if my body wanted to, like, oh, you're super hot, I'd be like, sorry, I can't. No. Because what I have is so special.
I don't know, man. I would, granted, I didn't have many guy friends when I was in high school. Oh, no, wait, he's 22, so he's in, like, college.
Yeah.
But
I'll tell
you. If your mom, Rye, said, let's go to Pound Town right now, I'd say, no. No, not in a million years.
Thanks, man.
Because my best friend, Rye.
What?
I mean, no, wait. No, wait. I'm sorry.
What? Wait.
No.
Wait, let's play that back.
No.
We're best friends?
No, shit.
Just kidding. I banged a mom once. Here's a quick story. Yeah, one time I did some stand-up, and after the show, the hottest girl in the club happened to be 41 years old. She came to me, asked me for a picture. She was like, my daughter loves you. And I was like, oh, cool, nice. And her daughter was 19, so it wasn't anything like, my six-year-old loves you or anything. It was still weird, but yada, yada, yada. She was out having a girls' night with all her girlfriends. I was with three older male comedians. They're like, dude, hook it up, dude. Get those broads out here. They didn't call them broads, but I took one for the team. I was like, what are you guys doing? Let's go to a bar with me and the headliner. And we went there. Yada, yada, yada. I banged the mom.
That little 19-year-old girl, you've now fucked her mother.
Yes.
And does she know that, do you think?
No.
She probably knows that. The mom probably busts down the door like, you'll never guess what I just did.
Never guess who I did. And the next morning, I thought the mom was doing it because she like thought it was like kind of like cool or like in quotes naughty to like bang her daughter's favorite viner. Then I mentioned it. I was like, so like, that's crazy. Like, you had sex with your daughter's favorite influencer. She's like, oh my God, don't say that. I was like, oh, oops.
Oh.
I was like, I thought that was part of the thing here.
She's like, no, I just wanted to get fucked on my girls' night.
Yeah, I guess
that's probably what she wanted, was to get banged on girls' night.
It was amazing how much she was getting hit on at the bar.
Like, really?
Amazing. I was impressed and also like disappointed in the male race.
You mean the species?
Because male species, whatever, dude. Because one after the other, just dudes, just like, hey, what's up? Can I buy you a drink? She's like, no. And I was like, wow, this must be exhausting for you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's Toddy Smith calling. Hold. All right, guys, Toddy just arrived. We got to get going here because we're on a tight schedule. Hope you enjoyed that mom banging story. Thank you for emailing the podcast. Do that at imsorrydadpod@gmail.com. Let's get this show on the road. You ready, Brandy?
Ah.
Here we go with Toddy Smith.
Bow,
bow. We're back with another episode of I'm Sorry Dad podcast.
We're live.
We're not live.
No, we are live.
Are we live in Beijing?
People are watching this right now in Beijing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know we have listeners in South Korea?
South?
Believe it or not North Korea.
Not North Korea?
That's a bummer.
They watch views.
They watch views, yeah.
Yeah, or listen to views.
Listen to views.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of watching podcasts, this is our first time ever posting to YouTube.
Hey,
YouTube.
Oh, fuck. Now I can't do anything but look at the camera. Now you fucked me up. What, is my voice too loud?
It's a little loud. I'll handle it.
Was that loud?
No, that was all right.
All right.
But
I'll keep the mic right here. And I'm going to keep cutting you off as well. Is that okay? Is that okay?
That'd be great. Brandon, introduce our lovely guest, please.
Well, our lovely guest is none other than the bodacious, the hunkable, the lickable Toddy Smith.
Wow. I thought you were going to say Scott. For a second, because he gets this mixed up all the damn time.
Dude, I do.
Me too. Yeah. When we were doing that brand deal, I kept on being like, Scotty and Zane, come here. But it was Toddy and Heath.
Maybe don't have your best friend have the similar sounding name as you, Toddy. You ever think about that?
It's the why, you know?
Yeah.
It's
the Y.
Toddy and Scotty.
Yeah.
But in real life, you go as Todd. Am I right?
Yes. Or Toad.
Toad. All right. Yeah. I like Toad.
No, just Toad. Yeah.
It's like, why do you call yourself a Toad? Something I picked up along my travels. So, Toddy, tell us all about the Toddy Smith experience. What do you do every day? Run us through hour by hour. Yeah, you wake up. It's 8 a.m. I'm assuming you wake up early because you rise and grind and you kill it. So just start. Boom, go.
Were you referring to every day, bro?
I'm referring to...
I am every day, bro.
You are every minute, bro.
So, you know, wake up. I wake up Scott. You know, get some coffee, maybe.
Time out. I'm going to stop it right there. You wake up with Scott. So you sleep with Scott.
No, pretty much. Scott's on the other side of the wall. So I'm like, boom, boom, boom. Scott, get up. And he's like, fuck you, Todd. You just woke up. I'm like, oh, he woke up my girlfriend and my dog.
Mm. Yeah.
Can we guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Fuck. Shit.
Cock. See? Cunt.
Cut. Whoa.
What? Cunt.
Cunt. Cunt's a little harsh.
No, it's not. People like the word cunt. Cunt's making a comeback.
It is a nice word.
Cunt is making a cunt back.
Fucking love jokes.
Boom.
Sorry.
All right. So you do like a bro pound on your wall. Boom, boom, boom. Yo, bro.
Boom, boom. Yo, bro. Let's get up, bro. We're going to make some vines. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Let's go, bro.
Go to the gym, maybe. Get a little sweat on. Sit in the sauna together, you know. Come back. And then that's when Scott's usually editing, or maybe I'm editing some bullshit, you know, that doesn't make sense. And then from there, you know, we got Jason and Dave. You know, Dave comes over. He's like, yo, can I put the scorpion on you?
Right.
And we're like, sure. Why not? Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Do that.
And I'm assuming, like, if he does it, and even if it doesn't turn out great, he still uses the footage, right? Like, he still uses all of it,
you know?
Yeah.
He
an hour long, him putting scorpions and cockroaches and snakes on you.
Yes.
And he doesn't use only 10 seconds of that.
Puts a firework in your house. He'll use all of it.
He'll use all of it. That's good.
Might blow you up, you know? Take off a limb, which almost did happen.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think I was there for that.
David was, we're doing this firework prank, and where you tie your hands together, blindfolded, and then it was a fake sparkler, pretty much.
Yeah.
For a freak out.
He was trying to make it, what was the intention? What was he trying to do?
So the person had the blindfold on, take it off, and their hands are tied to the sparkler, but it's a fake fuse. And so we're trying to make it look like, so we throw it outside, and we're trying to be like, oh, David would never like do like a real firework, and like a real firework blew up.
No,
go ahead.
We assumed that this was a planned thing. This was like part of this bit of like, guys, I'd never do anything to hurt you, and then a firework goes off in the background. So we assume when David says, I'm going to light off a firework for this bit, we assumed it's like, I don't know, something that like 4th of July shit, but like really tame.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I don't know what's a tame firework that's loud, sort of.
I don't even know, but we did.
He used a fucking M80.
Really?
No, yeah. He's like, a full on like whew, in the sky.
Yeah. Is that what they call the M80s?
I think M80s are like little bombs.
Roman candle.
Roman candle. No, it wasn't, because he used the one that gets shot up in the air.
Yeah.
That's not an M80. What is it? It's just like a firework.
Mortar?
But yeah. It's like that. That's not, we're not talking about like it's just a fire. We're talking about like that.
It was like a
for 4th of July, yeah. Like. But he didn't shoot it up into the sky. Like it just exploded.
It shot into our house.
Into the house.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Got some shrapnel on my leg.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You cut yourself?
Yeah, a little bit. Like a little tiny cut.
Jason's like, I can't hear. I can't hear.
Dude, it was the funniest scene. Our whole house is filled with smoke. Your ears are ringing. I see Brandon's like, what the fuck? And then David's like on the ground, like, because he kind of fell back. He's like laughing and filming at the same time. And everyone's just like, what the fuck happened? It was an intense scene.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Sounds intense. Sounds like a war scene.
Yeah, kind of. It was like Private Ryan, like slow motion. Like, that's what I pictured. I'm like, whoa, this is cool.
Yeah.
So you're like, so this is what war's like. I get it now. It's not that hard.
I've been to war.
Yeah, you've been to war now. Yeah,
I'm a vet. Just kidding.
Support the troops.
Shit.
Just kidding.
He's kidding.
I'm very kidding.
All right.
I'm imagining we get a lot of fucking guys in the military right now who are in combat listening to this podcast.
Right.
In between killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, spot on, Toddy. All right. Back to your routine. You go to the gym. You come back. You start editing. Some crazy shit happens. Jason's editing.
Mm-hmm. Jason.
What next? Lunch?
You know, we use Postmates. We waste all our money on Postmates.
So do I.
Yeah. Chipotle and Chipotle, Tender Greens.
Yeah.
Besides that, I mean, editing, I have taken up piano lessons.
Wait, that was real?
Yeah.
I saw you yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was real.
Were you actually going to piano lessons?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
I thought that was a joke.
No, no, it was a real piano lesson. it was my fifth lesson, so I'm a beginner. So I'm like, you know, sweet, taking it slow.
How come you're doing that? You just want to?
I just want to. Yeah, hobby, you know, takes away from like my stressful life of the vlogs with Jason and David and Scott, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And dealing with Brandon. It's my therapy. It's my therapy, yeah. And I also wanted to be a musician growing up, but I never actually committed to an instrument. And so I'm still fulfilling that dream.
Nice, dude.
Maybe becoming a rock star at like 42 years old.
The first pianist rock star.
Yeah. Yeah, what the fuck?
There's been piano rock stars. I mean, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. 21 Pilots.
Sure.
21 Pilots.
Yeah.
Elton John.
Elton John.
Elton John. And I'm not just doing it to bang chicks.
You're doing it for the art.
For the art.
For the art.
Yeah.
Respect,
right?
And a bang chicks.
You bang chicks, yeah.
You were joking about your life, the vlog life being stressful, but I imagine it is. It is, right?
Yeah, I mean, like living with Scott and Jason, they're constantly like posting. I would say like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and so pretty much Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like during the day, the house is quiet.
Yeah,
you know, everyone's fucking editing. So if I didn't film and do the same thing, what would I be doing? I'd be like going crazy or like fucking. I don't know what to do. So I just, you know.
So I'm assuming that Tuesday and Thursdays is just chaos because you're all trying to get footage then.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. It's like
Monday, fireworks and
you got tarantulas and prostitutes coming over and,
yeah,
you know, I mean, Monday, Wednesday, Friday night are like the same thing after everyone like gets their shit up.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, Thursday is just chaos.
Right. And also, how about weekends? Do you guys take time off? Do you ever take time off?
I like to take Saturdays off, you know.
Yeah.
Saturdays,
yeah,
like, you know, my day, pro days, you know, so.
Cool.
Go drink it and stuff. Past weekend, I saw you on Sunday. I was on a bender Thursday through Sunday. And I don't know if you pay attention to my posting schedule, but I did not post on Friday because I was on a bender.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I think I saw some footage in maybe Jason's vlog where you were like, I'm hungover and I might not post today.
Yeah, that was
maybe that was it.
That was my my message that I was getting across to the fans. So I'm glad you saw that.
Did you tweet out like, "Hey guys, sorry, no video today. I was on a bender, getting slammed on heroin and alcohol."
Jesus. No, I didn't. I didn't tweet that out. No.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of Toddy's bender on Sunday.
Yes,
we did a exciting brand deal, and then went to the Rams game. And then we drank some beers.
Nice.
And then we kept drinking beers.
We kept drinking beers all night long.
Yeah. Really? Because you were gone all day. I remember we were all at the house. Like Jason was at the house, and he was like, "Yeah, Toddy and Rye have been gone all day." because I think he was part of the brand deal, wasn't he, or was he not?
Well, the beers were not.
Beers weren't. Was Jason part of the brand deal?
Yes, he was.
Jason was part of it. So he was there. At what beach was it?
No, it was LA Coliseum.
Oh, LA. For the Rams game. Okay, so LA Coliseum, he's like, "Yeah, well, I was there at like 10 in the morning and I left." And then Rye just stayed. And David was also like, I can't get in touch with Toddy. I don't know where Toddy is." And we realized, like, and he was just like, "Dude, they've been gone all day. What if he's dead? What if, like, Rye, what if they killed each other? What if, like..."
We didn't do anything crazy. Yeah. It was just beers. But we stayed up until like 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was myself, Rye, and Heath.
Yep.
We just kept going, you know.
Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
And manager Brandon.
Yeah, my manager Brandon. It was a good time.
It was good times. It was my first time hanging out with you, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. And like, all day, yeah, over longer than 12 hours, yeah, for sure.
It was my first bender. Well, it was a one-day bender for me. That was some good times. We went to the bar called EPLP.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see me dancing like an idiot?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
I see that.
What Brandon, did you do?
I did my whole dancing poorly routine.
You did?
Yeah.
You did the thing that you and Adam do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we're on YouTube now, I'll show you guys, and then the audience will also see. So what I do is I just make a fool of myself and dance really poorly, and people either love it or hate it.
People either love it or, like, when you say hate it, people get angry, like, upset, and people almost want to kick you out of the bar. Because I remember you did this you and Adam were both doing this at a bar, and this lady at the bar was saying, "They better fucking stop that." I swear, like, because she wasn't even joking.
Wow.
She was like livid, and I don't know why, because you guys were so offbeat.
Did she work at the bar?
No. She didn't even work at the bar because you guys were so offbeat with your claps and like everything else that you were upsetting her to the point of like she was going to fucking kick you out. She didn't even own the bar.
All right, here's my dance.
Go ahead, and we'll narrate for the audio version.
All right.
So there's like a beat playing, the song's playing, and I'll just go. I go.
Drunk guy doesn't know how to dance.
So I was doing that, and there's a group of guys. I was like kind of doing it next to them. They're at the bar. They're like looking at me, just like, what the fuck? And I stopped, and I was like, you guys dance too? And that made every one of them laugh except for one of their friends who was just looking just like. Then I kept dancing. And I pointed at their friend who wasn't laughing. I was like, that guy's terrifying because he was scary. Yeah.
Well, it was at EPNLP, a very pretentious douchebaggery bar, I would say. It was on a rooftop in the West Hollywood area.
Oh.
Bunch of, I would say, models and wannabe actors go there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Models and wannabe actors are pretentious. I didn't know that.
Models, wannabe actors, and or professional dancers.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
And, we I feel like a lot happened that night. Maybe not, because we were on beers.
Are we on beers? Beers and cheers.
Yeah.
No tears.
No, we went a few places. We got food. We're on having a night in the town.
We tried to get in to, what was that club?
Liaison.
We tried to get in, but they wouldn't let us because we're a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, you got to have at least one girl in a group, guys. You can't just all get into a club as four cocks.
Actually, I was at the front of the line, and I'm like, I'm a chick, and I pulled down my pants, and I showed him my mangina.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he didn't like my pubic hair.
And I was like, everything else is fine. Your pubes are a disaster.
Yo, bro, it's 95.
Get that bush out of here. And I said, like, I'm a dude, but I'm very feminine. And he considered it. He was like, you are pretty cute. But no, we didn't get in.
You weren't able to get in.
It made us be like, fuck this place. You're not letting us in. We don't want to go in.
That's always the go-to.
So then we went to EPLP, and at one point we were downstairs, there's like a hallway, hangout hallway near a bathroom. We just like to chill by bathrooms. Mm. I don't know. And like something weird happened where we were talking to some girl, and we were just like, oh yeah, we're gay. And she's like, you are? And then we're like, nah, we're just... we're not gay, but we fuck each other. She was like, wait, what? And we're like, we're kidding. It was like, we're kidding, we're not gay. And then you kissed Heath.
Holy
dude,
shit.
Dude, so Heath is standing across from this girl, and she's like calling us out for, I forgot what she was doing, and I was like trying to prove it to her, and I walked by Heath, and I'm like, I'll see you later, baby. And I kissed him on the lips and walked away. And she's like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah.
We just really enjoyed confusing this girl.
This poor girl.
We're not gay, but like I fuck Todd sometimes. But it's not gay.
And she was just waiting in line at the bathroom.
She was intrigued by us.
It was like a cigarette smoking area, by the bathroom. Like it was like just like this one hallway outside. It was weird. It was kind of cool actually. But
yeah.
Kissed Heath. Did you kiss him too?
No, although I wanted to. But we're
sucked
not.
His dick. But I didn't.
I went straight to blowjob.
No, did you tell that girl like after like, hey, by the way, we were just fucking with you, or is she just really now confused for the rest of her life?
We just let it sit.
You changed that woman's life.
Rise like
never be the same.
Here's my card. Talk to me later if you need to about what you just saw.
We have a support group for people just like you.
And then at one part, I remember a group of dudes kind of like joined in with us.
Yeah,
and then like they're. I don't know if there was tension. I felt some tension. And I was like, definitely. We almost got into like a fake hate crime because we were like pretending to be gay and some dudes kind of didn't like us. What happened?
Oh, okay. That. Wait. What happened?
Do you know what happened?
I don't. I remember like the tension, but I wasn't all aware of what was going on. It was a blonde dude, right?
I don't know. Hair color.
Dude, but yeah.
I don't see color. But anyways, good times.
Off that note, did you know that Brandon and I made out one time in Chicago?
We did.
Yeah.
We heard about it. We were just walking around. It was downtown, right?
Yeah.
It was downtown Chicago. It was like 1 a.m. And you were the most drunk I've seen any person. But it wasn't like, Toddy, we're going to pick you up from the curb. It was like, let's fucking go. Let's fucking rage. And I was like assuming that they put fucking like... bull shark testosterone in your drinks because like you are fucking livid, and so we're walking around and you're just screaming as we're walking. You're just yelling, "I'm gonna flip and fuck!" Wait, what did you say? I'm gonna paint the town with my cum, baby. And you're just like yelling, and eventually, I don't know how we start yelling at each other. It was like we weren't actually yelling at each other, but it was goofing around. And I was just saying, like, dude, I'm not fucking gay, okay? I'm not fucking gay. We're not gay. And then I'm just like, you're kiss me right now. Kiss me right now. I'm not fucking gay. Kiss me right now. And then, like, we, David and Jason both turn on their cameras, and then we just keep doing it. And then eventually we just violently start making out.
Wow.
And yeah. And we break apart every now and again and go, I'm not gay. And then go back into making out and then break out. I'm like, I'm not gay.
That's pretty hilarious.
It was intense. I think it was the cameras too. They acted like kind of like a drug.
Oh, totally.
You know? Mm. But when I got home, I think when David posted that, 5 minutes later, I got a text from, I said I wasn't going to bring this up, from ex-girlfriend.
Yep.
Mm. A girlfriend at the time. Mm. And she's just like, oh, so I just saw David's vlog, .. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah.
That's usually the sentence that ends relationships. Yeah. Just saw David's vlog.
And so it was really awkward. First, she was kind of pissed or bummed that I got that wasted out of town without her.
Yeah.
And then second, that I made out with Brandon.
Right.
I think she was a little jealous. But
that's funny.
Yeah.
Was that your first time making out with a dude?
No, I made out with Jason, and I've kissed Heath and Zane before.
Cool. Yeah, I've kissed friends for a laugh. I've never done it like... Seriously, wait. Yeah. Hold on, we are filming this. I just went to try to kiss Toddy, and the
table was in the way.
You didn't even.
He was get all about it.
The table.
Nah. I mean, I got the laugh I was looking for.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, I don't find it was so weird because I made out with Dom, David.
Couple days afterwards, right?
I made out with Dom. Yeah, I think it was like a week after, and. When I made out with, I'm so quick. Like if someone's like, hey, you should make out with that guy for like the camera or something like that. Or if it's not like for something, I'll be like, don't particularly want to do that. But if it's like for something, then I'll be like, sure. So Dave was like, oh, make out with Brandon or something. And I was like, okay. And we started making out and Corinna was like, Brandon, how many guys have you made out with? I was like, probably like 10, 12. And she was like, wait, are you gay? I'm like, no, not at all. I find no problem with it in any way. If you ask me to suck the guy's dick, that might be different. But like,
all right, Toddy and Brandon make out right now. I'm just kidding. Well, that would
on
be awesome.
Camera. Well, the way I was looking at it is like when I first made out with Jason for David's vlog, and then I was pretty wasted when I made out with Brandon for David's vlog and Jason's vlog. I see like would Leo DiCaprio do it for a movie role?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The answer is fuck yeah, he would.
Yeah, he would.
You know, so.
I saw an interview with Heath Ledger, rest in peace, about his experience, about like, what's it like to play a man from Brokeback Mountain? Mm-hmm. They're like, what's it like to play a man in love with another man? We're like, was that strange for you? Was it strange to kiss him? He was like, no, it's just, I treated it just like normal love. You're just loving another person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, good point, bro. Ever since then, I've been making up with dudes.
That's pretty fucking
loving
gay,
everyone,
dude.
Man.
But wait, what did I want to talk about? Oh, one more question. Did you feel weird like the next day? Like that was your first time or after you made up with Jason, did you feel like anxiety? Like, whoa, I made out with Jason.
No, not at all. Cause you know, Jason makes you feel really comfortable.
You know, real. Takes you to breakfast the next morning.
he had a plan B and lube next to his bedside. So I felt real good.
Flower petals all around the bed.
Nice. He is a gentle guy.
Yeah.
So I hear, Brandon, you got pranked pretty hard. What was it, last night, the night before?
This was two nights ago. It was for David's vlog. And so backstory is we had an earthquake, 3.6 in Los Angeles about three nights ago. This was the night before the night I got pranked. And we had the earthquake, and I immediately leave the house because I'm like, we got to get out of the house because this might be a major earthquake and the house will crumble. So we go outside, come back inside. David pretty much just calls me a pussy because I ran out so quick. And when he calls me a pussy, he starts to just go off. And I think I've talked about this, but he started to go off about how he has no fear of death. And all of us basically, he talked about this for 10 minutes. And then all of us were just like, David, you're a fucking liar. Like, you're totally afraid of death. Like, I told him, like, if an earthquake were to happen, you'd be the biggest pussy out of everybody. And then the next day, I don't even think anything of it, but Jason texts me and he says, hey, come over to film. Jason usually just says like, come over or something, like I'm editing, come over. But he never says to film.
Right.
So I was like, okay, whatever. And then I said, oh dude, I can't. I'm going to see a girl tonight. And he never does this. He said, no dude, calm down. Fuck your love life. Like he said, like he said that and like jokingly, but I was like, oh, this is kind of weird. And so... And then, lo and behold, the girl texts me and says, oh, I actually can't hang out tonight.
Sweet.
And so I'm like...
Because Jason probably texted her. Is like, if you don't fucking cancel on Brandon tonight...
Listen.
No way.
Dude. Okay. Listen. So I get to Jason's house and everybody's there and it's almost like too nice. It's like everyone's having too good of a time where I'm like, oh, like everyone, not everyone's usually here in the living room, like cracking jokes. It was like Toddy, Scotty, Kristen, Liza, David, Jason, like we're all just there. I was like, this is so pleasant. And so we get a knock on the door and we see a cop lights in the house. And we're like, what the fuck? Why is there a cop outside? And then we immediately get a knock on the door. The cop's like, hey, we're evacuating the area. The San Andreas fault has just ruptured. And I immediately think prank. It's the first thing I think of is bullshit. Because faults don't, you can't, if an earthquake happens, we don't have the technology to predict it. If it's, we the most is 30 seconds. And we haven't even reached that level yet of technology. So I was like, bullshit. There's no fucking way. And then the cop was like, we have to get everybody out of here right now. And so I'm walking out. I'm like humoring the prank. And then as I walk out, I see like people on the streets. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, there's no way. Like, there's no fucking way. And then I see the cop car. And then I see people like in their cars trying to leave and people on their phones. And I'm like, wait a second. I told David, I said, David, is this a prank? Because I was still asking, like, this has to be a prank. He was like, David, it's a prank. He's like, what are you talking about? And then like Jason's freaking the fuck out. Jason's like screaming, like, I gotta go see my fucking kids, Liza. Like, and he's leaving, and I'm just in my car and I'm like panicking, trying to get to my brother Jesse. And yeah, dude, I don't know. Like then Jason says the roads are blocked. And like he's like, Laurel Canyon's blocked, and so is the other road.
So you tried to get in your car and leave.
Yeah. And David was like, no, Brandon, stay here. And I was like, David, I have to fucking leave. They told us to evacuate. I gotta leave. And so Jason comes back and says the roads have been blocked. And and then I go out, I run out to Laurel because I'm like, bullshit. I say it again, I'm like, bullshit. I run out to Laurel, cars are driving. Like pure as day, like it was totally normal. And then and then Jason says they because I can tell he was like, fuck. And Jason was like, oh, they made me come back to the neighborhood. The cops are, when I went out to Laurel, they made me come back or whatever. And I was like, wait, this is so fucking confusing. And then the cop starts screaming at me. The cop starts going like, sir, you need to fucking calm down. I was like, you just said the fucking fault's gonna rupture and we're all gonna die. Like, how do you want me to calm down? And so all this was just happening. And then we eventually get into the house. The cop says, get into the house or I'm going to arrest you. And so I'm like, you just told us to leave the fucking house. Why are you telling us to get back in the fucking house? Doesn't make any sense. So we get back inside the house. I can't call anybody. My mom, Jesse, none of them are picking up. And Jason's saying the same thing. He's saying, I can't pick up. Like, Charlie's not answering and my ex-wife's not answering. And so I'm like, my thought is the phone lines are down. The phone, something happened and the phone lines are down and nobody can reach anybody. And then I check Twitter. There's no problem at all on Twitter. And I'm like, wait. But then I think maybe it's like the Wi-Fi is off for the whole town or some shit and it's not updating the tweets. This is too much happening. And then eventually what happens is I tell David, I'm going to fucking hit him in the face if he doesn't let me leave the house because he wouldn't let me leave. And then I start to like freak out more. And then David tells me it's a prank. And when he told me that it was a prank, I said, I knew it. And then I said, I'm leaving. I was like genuinely upset.
Yeah.
And you don't see that in the video, but I was, I was genuinely like, and I could sense from everybody there that like, this wasn't how he planned it. Like at all, like, it, like me being upset was not how he planned it. Cause I was like, I'm leaving. And he like chased me down. And then he said,
I'll give you $10,000.
No. He said, we called your mom, Jesse, your dad, your other brother, and told them not to pick up the phone if you called. All those people outside were extras. And then all the extras file in. And the thing that really topped it off for me was I was like, wait, what about my date? And he was like, oh, we told her to cancel.
Oh, wow.
We told the date to cancel on you. And I just was like, everybody I thought I knew conspired against me.
Right.
So like that's what I, my immediate thought was just like, this is like a colossal betrayal from everybody. Like, that was my first thought. Obviously, it was, I don't care now, but like, but yeah, dude, that was it.
Wow.
That was basically it.
Usually pranks are supposed to like make everybody laugh.
Oh, everybody was laughing.
Except you.
It was, you know, like the movie Carrie when they dumped the pig's blood on her and then all the kids are laughing at her. That's what it felt like.
All right.
So like,
let me ask you this. What's up with the cops? Rented cops? Fake cops?
They're actors.
Actors.
They're actors. So David hired 20 extras to be outside to look like they were neighbors, like leaving their houses. And then the cops were just actors and they have a cop car that they just have. And so, but Toddy, I'm curious. Okay. So all that happened. What was the process in planning that? Like, were you there for when they were planning that or no?
So I was gone most of the day. And then, David called, he FaceTimes me like five times. Mm-hmm. He's like, dude, get home. I had this like elaborate plan to prank Brandon.
Yeah.
He tells me about it. And then they proceed to tell me about like the whole day. They're calling, like, David called his teachers, and because Mexico just happened, the 7.1 earthquake. Mm-hmm. And then so David wasn't sure if this was a good idea to pull. And so he called his teachers, he called Josh Peck, they were thinking about it the whole day, whether or not to pull this prank.
Right.
And obviously they decided to do it, but I guess he had Seth wrangled together those 20 extras, and then he called the cops, and then that was pretty much it. I was gone all day, so I had no idea like what they were doing.
Wow,
but Jesus Christ!
I came home to like fucking people coming into my house. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, and what do they say?
They're just sitting down on the couch, or like everyone's like saying hello to each other. Seth walks in. It's like he knows all these people. I don't know how he knew everybody.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird, but yeah.
All the extras. All the extras. They were all in the house.
Got the extras. Yeah, they all came into the house. Yeah. So our living room was filled with like 25 people.
Yeah, I saw a picture on Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He posted.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that must be
turned off again.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why does that happen?
Maybe it's because I think it has a limit.
Yeah.
But for each take, yeah.
Oh, dude, that's wild. I was doing my sleeping video. It kept turning off.
When you were sleeping for the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's fucking annoying.
Just turned off again.
All right. I got to change the battery.
All right, wait. Put this on pause.
Pause.
Okay. Change.
Hey, we just had to edit a little bit.
Yeah, we just had to.
Where'd we end off?
We
extras
off.
Coming in?
Extras in our house. Yeah, everyone's just, you know, taking a shit in our living room.
Nice.
No, yeah.
Content.
Nice.
Content.
But yeah, it was just a very, basically what I told David was, because I talked to David the day he was posting it. I said, because I genuinely did feel like hurt by it. I feel like as a friend, I was like, this kind of like you took advantage of my fear.
Yeah.
Like you exploited my fear. And I told him that in the car and he was like, oh dude, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And I'm like, yeah, dude, it just kind of sucks. He's like, dude, I'm really, really sorry. And I'm like, oh, so wait, you're really, really sorry. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, wow, you fucking pussy. And cause like the whole bit was that I called him a pussy because the earthquake actually happened. And then he basically spent a grand and got extras and production involved to basically call me a pussy.
Right.
And then like we were in the car and I'm like, dude, that really, really hurt my feelings. Like that you did that. And he's like, dude, I'm so sorry.
You were being serious?
No, well, sort of, but not really. I was like, dude, this is really hurt my feelings. He was like, dude, I'm so, so sorry. Like I apologize. And I'm like, wow, you care about my feelings, you fucking pussy. And then that was it.
You're like, you got pranked, dude.
You got pranked. It was all my prank.
Got him.
You just got Calvio'd.
Yeah, man.
It's like he was like fucking, he's like Ashton Kutcher from that one fucking show.
Punked.
No.
The Ranch. Dude Ranch.
Never saw it.
Dude Ranch?
But Punked.
But Punked, right? Yeah. He's kind of like, he's got the stupid hair.
That's the only other show Adam Sandler, or Ashton Kutcher's Ashton been Kutcher. On.
Cool. That was a good stuff.
Yeah,
that
but
was some good content.
But
we're not learning a lot about Todd.
No, we're not.
Did you guys know I was on a dating show? I don't ever reveal this to anyone, but you guys are my good friends.
I heard about this.
I was on a dating show and I got third place.
What dating show?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh. Okay.
It was on CMT.
I don't know what that is.
It was like a country. It was like country dudes from Alabama, 10 of those guys, and then 10 city slickers or 10 city guys, you know, even though I didn't live in the city at the time.
Good. Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
Yeah, good. I'm just checking.
I was 22.
I was 22, yeah. And you got third place.
I finished third, yeah.
How does this work, third place? Do you just have to not, like,
I got a trophy.
It's a dating show. How is it a competition in any way?
Well, everyone wants to win, right?
Sure.
You don't care about the girl, you just want to get first.
Sure.
Yes. But what was the premise of the show? So
the premise was pretty much like The Bachelorette, where there's one girl, 20 dudes, 10 city guys, 10 country guys. And I actually, like, so you go on dates with her, you do like group dates with her, you do challenges, and then she sends guys home like each week.
Okay.
And so I got the second date and I got the first kiss.
Nice.
On the show. Fucking full on makeout. You know, and then from there, it was like there was like a couple dates where she's like, oh, you're my favorite. But I'm pretty sure the producers, they obviously want the Alabama guy to win, mm-hmm. the hometown hero, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I was 22, and like there was like some older guys on the show that they preferred. And so when we, after the show, so I got sent home, mm-hmm. and the final two guys were there. After the show, I see her in LA, and she's like, oh, yeah, like I didn't want to send you home. Like they made me send you home.
Oh, wow.
Because they wanted like one of the country guys to win.
Also, it was rigged.
It was kind of rigged. Because
it was all fucking rigged.
Like semi-rigged because she wanted me to stay, but at the same time, the guy that she chose, she's married to right now.
Oh, whoa.
Which is very weird. Yeah, I did not think that was going to last.
It worked.
Yeah.
Was that a planned marriage from the studio, or what was that?
I think they had it set up from when they were kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, if we're still single when we're by the time we're 22, let's go. We'll promise me we'll go on a reality TV show and 22. Marry each other.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey,
everything's rigged, man. Sweet Home Alabama, the election, 9/11. It's all rigged.
It's all rigged. David's vlogs.
David's vlogs, all rigged.
Did you have to do like challenges? Like, I don't know. What do they do? What did you have to do?
I went, we went hunting for gators. So I caught a gator, which was fucking, it was crazy. I did that. We went through some, did some ATVing in the mud.
Yeah.
Went, I don't know, did we go fishing? I went wakeboarding in Alabama.
Nice.
Like on our date. And then, but pretty much like when you're like not on a date with her, you're getting effed up with all the guys there.
Right.
And so that's what's, it's bro time, you know, bro time, go time. And that's how, I have a buddy in New York that I like, stay in contact with. I met him from the show.
Nice.
And I always stay with him when I go to the city.
Sweet. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So Todd,
yes.
What were you like, in high school? I'm guessing, let me predict this. Popular, athlete.
I go with athlete.
And ladies, man.
So, like, growing up in high school, I was, my freshman year, I was 100 pounds. I wrestled.
Yeah.
Wrestled and I played hockey. So, I was, like, the skinny kid, shaved head. I walked around with a sweatshirt on the whole time because I was cutting weight pretty much year-round mm-hmm. for wrestling. Was not popular at all.
No.
I was an athlete. I guess I wrestled and played hockey. But pretty much, I didn't, like, all the cool kids, I guess, in high school, they party, like, in high school, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't go to a party until the end of senior year with probably I think it was Scott, but I didn't really party or do much in high school.
Yeah.
And you met Scott what age?
So I've known Scott since like elementary school, but we didn't start hanging out till high school.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So Scott is Toddy's best friend who is in his vlogs for people who don't know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Cause we're just mentioning, you met Scott, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Scott. You should know who Scott is.
Yeah. Everyone's. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Scott Stapp, the lead singer of Creed.
No, Scott Disick.
Oh, yeah, who's that?
Kardashian's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's another Scott? Scott, Michael Scott from
Michael
The Office.
Michael Scott, yeah.
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott is Michael Scott's son.
Mm.
But yeah, high school was shitty. Fucking sucked.
I hated high school.
Yeah. There was just one kid. Kids ever like throw water bottles up in crowds in high school? Some punks? No.
Like spray people with water?
Oh,
like,
no.
They throw water bottles up and, like,
and it just lands on someone's head?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just assault, basically. Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Fucking just shitty high school kids.
It's not even a fun prank.
I was walking down the hall one day, and like a nerd was in front of me, a quote-unquote nerd, and then a bully was approaching him, and he just, out of nowhere, just slams him on the ground and keeps walking.
Dude.
You did that to the nerd?
Yeah, right. And I like helped him up, and I was just like, I felt so bad for him.
For the
like,
nerd.
And I was like, yeah, I was like, fuck, that just happened to you.
Thank you for the bully.
Dude, you could have beat the shit out of them. What the hell?
You missed an opportunity, man.
Dude, I fucking hate high school kids. No, high school boys.
Yeah,
they're all fucking dicks.
Yeah, they are.
I hate all of them.
They scare me.
Dude, they scare me too, man. When I see them, I'm like, oh, fuck. Are they going to say something to me or pants me or call me a pussy? Yeah. What am I going to do? I can't beat them up, first of all, legally. And then what if they beat me up?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Then you can't do anything. You can't hit back because then it's now you're going to jail.
Yeah. And then you see him around at, like nowadays, like sometimes we're recognizable.
Mm.
A group of like high school boys, I see them like, uh-oh, are they going to fucking make fun of me?
Fucking Ryan, I hate your fucking vines.
Yeah,
fucking vines dead.
There was one day I was at Crave. Mm-hmm.
and a table full of high school boys were there, and they started to make fun of me. They're like, "Is that Perez Hilton?"
Wait, what?
I look similar to Perez Hilton. It's the baby blue eyes, but he's like Mexican. And I was just like, "I'm getting fucked with right now." And then I just let them fuck with me for a little bit, and then they stopped. But
did you call the cops on them?
Yeah, I called the cops.
That's what you did when you were in high school, when the bullies would pick on you, and that's what you do when you're 33.
Right.
No, I...
I never had any bullies. Kind of wish I did.
But except for them, those kids at
Crave. Except now in my adulthood.
Yeah.
Now I have high school bullies. They're in high school, but I'm not.
Yeah.
But sometimes I bully myself. I want to transition into this vulnerable story. I have trouble saying that word.
Vulnerable?
It is a tough word.
Saying that word makes me vulnerable. Oh, yeah.
What, vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
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 That's a great tweet. Saying vulnerable. Sorry.
So let me ask you this. Do you guys ever freak out about your life?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No, you never freak out?
No. You freak out about other things, like earthquakes and like if the world's going to end. I don't care about my life.
And like, well, you think like I have a headache, I'm dying.
But yeah, but that's not thinking. I think you're talking more like, what is my life, man? What am I doing with my life? I'm thinking like, is my life going to end?
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm thinking about.
I mean, you're about like, we're like, what am I going to be doing in 10 years?
Yeah.
Or like last year I was living in our old house. I got dumped. And I was broke, and I was asking my mom for rent money, and I was just crying, you know?
Right.
So I was freaking out. But
yeah. You know? I had a similar freak out. I'm not broke, thank God, but I think I'm, like, old enough to where I am looking into the future.
Mm.
And I had... So it was at your house. It was right after a brand deal, right after I, like, made a good amount of money.
Mm.
But I still had a freak out where I was like... It's like, what if my numbers go down? It's like, my numbers aren't very strong right now. I was like, I should start doing YouTube. Then I can't do stand-up because YouTube will take over all my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait a minute. 10 years? Am I going to be a YouTuber in 10 years?
Yeah.
Then I was like, Jason's doing it. He's 44. I'm 33. In 10 years, I'll be 33. In 10 years, I'll be 43. I was like, will YouTube be around in 10 years? Then I was like, well, Instagram. I mean, my numbers. It's like my engagement's low. My engagement's dipping. What if I never get a brand deal again? I was like, my rent just went up.
This is like a midlife crisis for a social media person. Yeah. Only. This doesn't apply anywhere else. My numbers. My likes have gone down.
My engagement.
I haven't gotten a Badoo ad in years. So,
someone just like, when were you engaged, Rye?
I'm talking about likes on Instagram. What are you, marriage? That's not even an option at this point.
Yeah.
Then I did think about marriage. It's like, what? I'll get married when I'm fucking 50? When do I retire? Will I have a retirement plan? I need to invest in something.
Did this all happen at the red light, or when did this happen?
This happened like starting after our...
After our bender.
After our BS.
Okay.
Yeah.
My chemicals were off. Mm. I told you, we were talking the night before. Yep. It was like, tomorrow's going to be awful.
Yes, we expected this.
You knew it.
We predicted this. Okay. Yes.
So I was in a fucking dark place, just like depressed, but not like actually depressed. Just like the day after drinking, just like, ooh, that was so much fun. And now reality sets in and I'm hungover. But I was starting to freak out. Then I went over... your place to take some pictures for the brand deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just had to vent. And Jason's my good buddy. So I was like, dude, I'm freaking out. And he's like, why? I was like, why? And I was like, I feel like I'm going to run on money. And like, what if I'd never get a brand deal again? Exactly what I just told you.
Mm-hmm.
I said it in a much more calm tone. I did that for comedic reasons. Based on truth, though. And then at one point... Legit, almost started to cry. Just because I had so much worry in my head. It wasn't like, no. It was just like, my emotions couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Then I was like, dude, I might cry. I might cry right now. He's like, maybe you should.
Wait, Jason said that?
Yeah. That made me laugh. And then I'm venting to him. He's like, talk to me. Let's sit down. Let's talk. I was like, what can we do? So he's being really nice about it. And then I was just like, I don't have enough time to do stand up and all this other stuff. It's like I'm doing the podcast, which I'm passionate about. It's not making us money yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yada, yada, yada. Then like, I don't want people hearing like, oh, I'm struggling because the real truth is I'm not, but I could be 2 years from now.
Mm-hmm. So, but so. I think all this panic is setting in is because you're 33, right?
Yeah.
And so you are thinking about the future more.
Totally. And like stability.
Sure.
Like if I was 23, I'd be like, I have so much money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm 33. I'm like, I have money, but will it last?
Yeah.
You're just thinking, I mean, long run, longevity.
Yeah, yeah. So so I'm having like a real talk, sit down, heart to heart with Jason. And then Scotty comes in, who I'm like not super close with. Mm-hmm. And like, I'd like to let him believe I'm a happy dude. Like always happy. So then Scotty comes in and was like, hey, Jason, can we go outside and make an Instagram story? So that was just my way of getting alone.
Yeah.
Getting alone with him. So Jason just gave me a pep talk. Mm-hmm. He's like, you just got to fucking work your hardest. It's like and for YouTube, you got to be invaluable mm-hmm. to your friends. Like you can't just come over and say, and like be low energy. Like mm-hmm. when you're in my vlogs, fucking be happy and high energy. And I was like, all right, yeah, it makes sense. Yada, yada, yada. He was like, you can do it, dude. You're going to be fine. You're fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like, you just need to get out of this zone that you're in right now.
Yeah.
And fucking keep working hard and it'll work out. He was like, you're freaking out right now.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I know, I am. He was like, just fucking chill.
Yeah.
He was really cool about it. He helped me out. So I'm still like coming off the freak out. Mm-hmm. Like I've never been like that. I've had panic attacks, mm-hmm. but just like random, just like panic attacks, like for no reason.
Yeah.
But this was like a legit, like, oh fuck, where am I going to be in 5 years? Is stand-up going to work? Is social media going to work?
Because panic attacks are irrational. Like, actual panic attacks are irrational. They right. happen for no reason. This was irrational, like, thinking of things in your life that you're not happy with.
Yeah.
And that's what caused it. I wouldn't even say you had a panic attack. You just had more of like a...
No. Yeah, it wasn't a panic attack. It was just, intense worry session.
Sure.
But to conclude this, what made me feel better?
Can later, I borrow some money?
No, I mean, I'm good. I'm good on money. It's just, you know, will I be in 2 years? Yada, yada, yada. But yeah. Then I had a meeting at Instagram, and that made me feel better.
That's cool.
That's good.
I was like, sat down with Instagram people. I was like, here's how to fucking, let's see what people like in your videos. They showed me like some like secret shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not really.
You're like, get my fucking numbers up now.
I was like, press the viral button, bitch.
Yeah. Well, I would say, because we've had discussions, me and you, before about this, and how I'm in the same boat as Jason, where I'm like, dude, just fucking stop. Like, I've legitimately have told you, like, you got to stop this.
Yeah.
You got to just do it. You can't be like thinking about it.
Right.
As often as you do, you spend a lot of time thinking.
I know.
And I think that's the crutch, is that... You think too. I think everyone has to think a lot, but it depends on if what they're thinking about. I guess everyone should be thinking all the time. I don't like when people say overthinkers. Like, stop overthinking. It's like fucking everybody does that. Everyone overthinks. It's if you're overthinking about something that's awful.
I think
that's
stupid the problem. People. Yeah, stupid people don't overthink. I bet
they overthink stupid thoughts. If you think they're stupid, then they probably are overthinking. Like, oh, the cottage cheese. I don't fucking know. But they're
touché.
Yeah, but like cottage. Overthinkers,
the cottage cheese.
Yeah,
is just, bad.
It is some stupid shit. But they're probably. I mean, you overthink, but not like ideas. You overthink your life.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. I've fallen into that myself where I'm overthinking my life and I stop thinking about because I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like literally me thinking about my life does not fucking matter at all. It doesn't matter. It's not going to help my situation. Me thinking about it. The only thing that's going to help my situation is me thinking about the ideas, which might help the other fears.
Right. And you know what? I know why this started happening in my life. So that's good. I'll tell you the source. It's my fucking mom.
What did your
real
mom
real talk?
Yeah.
What'd your mom do? she has some mental illness, which I've talked about in the podcast before. and she was super intense about my school as a kid. Mm-hmm. She would internalize all of my schoolwork with herself. So if I had a test in 2 weeks, she'd be like, we have a test in 2 weeks. It's like, we got to start studying. And I was like, okay, I guess I need to be scared about this. I guess this is life. You think of the future and you freak out about it.
Sure, yeah.
So she sit me down, drilling facts of history facts, like drilling math problems, like for 2 weeks before a test. I get 100 on every test. I'm a fucking fourth grader, spending hours studying for tests in 2 weeks, and I'm thinking, it's like, wow, I guess life sucks.
Jesus Christ.
So that's where this fucking started, and it pisses me off, and I have a resentment towards my mom. Woo, this is some fucking heavy shit.
Yeah, man, this is like therapy for you. But Jesus.
You will feel better.
I have some resentment towards my mother.
She better not hear this.
Right? I heard your podcast, and I don't like it.
Yeah. She's like, no, she'd be like, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I did that to you. Then I'll be like, oh, fuck, here we go.
Well, me and Toddy are OC boys. We weren't raised...
OC, Cali.
OC, let's try that again. OC, Cali boys. Weren't raised to think about the future. We were raised to think about the now.
The now. Fucking beach kids, you know, by the ocean.
It was like, dude, are we going to go to Travis's fucking pool party? Right. Or are we going to like not do that and play fucking Gears of War? That was our life. Like, I think I'm speaking for myself. Was that your life?
Kind of like.
Is it kind of the same?
Cruise over, have a bong rip, or should we just freaking kick it and watch Zach and Cody on Disney Channel?
It was like, it was just not, it was all, and I will say though that like, I remember as a kid, and I'm only thinking about this now even just because to relate it to you, is that as a kid, I remember I once wanted an iPod Touch when they were really huge. Yeah. And I was like, Laura, which was my stepmom. I was like, Laura, I want an iPod Touch. Give me one. And she was like, no, that's not how it works. You have to get a job for it. And I was like, Laura, I'm fucking 12. What the fuck do you expect from me? And she's like, get a fucking job. I'm like, oh, bitch. All right. And then I go to sign flipping. You know what those sign flippers on the street? I sign flipped for fucking a month to afford... a little bit more than half the cost of an iPod Touch.
Oh, damn.
And Laura paid for the rest, but she was like, you did it. You got a job. You had to work for it. And then you got the thing you wanted. See, and that was my stepmom. My mom, my mom never taught me that shit. My mom was always like, I mean, love my mother. She's a fantastic mom, but like she sort of enabler. Mm-hmm. She enables, and she will admit that too. So Laura was the one who taught me, like, you got to fucking work for shit, man. Like, work. And so that's when I kind of put it in my head that I was like, if I want anything, I can't just bitch about it to my fucking stepmom. I can't bitch about it to anybody. Right, right. No one cares. Literally no one cares. I mean, like, your friends do, but we can only do so much. Mm-hmm. So, like, you just got to do it. And there's only so much.
I mean, I do. I learned that lesson as a kid too.
Yeah, yeah.
But the problem is I learned... to worry a shitload about the future. And if I had so I need to break that.
I think it's smart. I mean, not to worry about the future, but to like, you know, think about the future.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
Maybe overthink about it too, because I talk to my mom all the time and she's in finance and like we talk about like handling money and spreadsheets and what are you spending your money on and fucking taxes in California and shit like that. And then, I mean, saving for retirement. And I mean, what if... YouTube not going to be around in 5-10 years. I'm going to fucking be a lowlife doing nothing. How am I going to make my money? And that's why I am stoked. I did graduate from college. Haven't used my degree. I don't think I will, but I have it as a backbone.
What's your degree?
Communications.
Cool.
In the media. So it's like my classes were all like about like social media and then all that bullshit too.
Nice.
So, yeah.
But I want to conclude this and like kind of make myself sound better. I have my shit together. I'm defending myself now. I have my shit together. I just have some scars from the past, which we all do, but my mom's kind of fucked up.
Sure.
It should be called I'm Sorry Mom.
Yeah, sorry. Jesus Christ. Do we talk more about our mothers? I don't think I've talked about my father once on this podcast.
My dad's a normal one.
Yeah, my dad's totally like, fuck it. Do whatever you want to do. I don't care. He's Mexican. Like, I don't care.
But dad is a catchier word than mom.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, mom. Dad's just sounds like you're a little bitch. I'm sorry, mom.
Dad's more beefy, you think, like dad dick.
Sorry, dad.
You know, I think about dad dick all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Hell yeah.
Have you guys ever typed in dad dick on Pornhub?
Hell yeah.
That's why his mom issues.
Yeah, dude. So yeah, I have chilled out quite a bit. The meeting with Instagram calmed my nerves. And I was just like, all right, I just need to make funny shit. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like think, worry about, or not worry, think about
ideas,
what I need to do,
yeah,
and not think about, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thinking about, that's like being in an earthquake, being in a house, and an earthquake's happening, and you're saying, uh-oh, and you're not getting out.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's funny? When in a moment of crisis, I handle it so well. See, this wasn't like a spot-on moment of crisis. It was a broad, mm-hmm, like,
yeah,
what could happen.
Just turned off again.
Fuck this camera.
Isn't that a camera to record, like, fucking Grand Canyon trips? Like, it's not supposed to record for 30-minute takes.
They say...
It's supposed to do fucking like, hey, what's up, Cameron?
And then whatever.
Boop. Yeah, and then that's it. Yeah.
What were you just saying?
You were saying this was not a, you said that this has been almost like a long time coming sort of thing.
Or, yeah, it was like a broad worry.
Yeah, broad,
not like,
yeah.
Not like, here's an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
But an emergency happened just last night, which I can't talk about. So it was a family emergency where I needed to be the one to be in charge and step up. And I was very impressed with myself. I handled it very well.
Nice.
There you go.
So if someone else has a problem, I'm there for you. If I have a problem, forget about it. I'm going to freak out.
Curl up into a ball. I mean, you could look up Instagram comedians on Instagram and just, you know, get some ideas from them. Like, you know, like...
Steal.
You could just steal them.
But have you guys seen, like, the Instagram, like, the video that's, like, Instagram comedy? It's just like, what the fuck is this?
Well, dude,
right.
It's, like, about, like... sexual assault and race.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate it.
Rape and race. That's the big thing, like, on fucking...
It's these fucking dudes, like, doing magic tricks, like, ooh, got her naked. Ah, look at that. I'm going to bang her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, put her in handcuffs. Ah, it's like, what the fuck is going on here, dude?
Yeah.
Right. Here's another thing.
Sup.
Fuck.
That's,
Your meter?
That's your meter.
It's your meter.
We'll wrap it up in five minutes,
but... Instagram comedy is literal AIDS.
Yeah.
It is AIDS, and everyone knows that. So I don't know why you're even making the attempt to grow on there, because that's not who you are as a comedian.
Because
you're not a rapey comedian.
Because
that's what I would call Instagram comedians, is rapey comedians.
Because you can. You don't have to do that. You can succeed on Instagram without doing that. You can create your own brand.
Sure.
Trey Kennedy, he's funny on there.
Yeah.
He does, like, simple little videos. Sometimes don't even make any sense. Just like character work.
Okay.
Matt Cutchell. You know, I hate his content, but at least it's clean. I'm kidding.
Jesus. And cross off Matt's name off the board.
Shouts out to Cuddy.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that to me, it's like you're trying to like...
Play a game.
Not play a game, but you're just not in the right space.
Yeah.
It's like you're a fucking janitor and you're trying to be like a chef. It's weird. You know, it's like, you're trying to get a job as a janitor, but you're like, but I'm going to go to school for being a chef.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't make any sense to me. You're just an actual comedian. You're a comedian who does stage shit, and you're on Instagram with these fucking idiots who are fucking idiots. Right. They're fucking idiots. And I have no problem saying that.
Yeah. I agree.
And like,
Instagram,
I don't get it.
Instagram comedians are fucking idiots, and it's terrible comedy. Most of it.
And I don't want to be a bitter asshole that's saying this shit, but I mean, like, at a certain point, because I remember when, like, 2 years ago, I was like, bro, they're just doing what they want to do, man, you know? And, like, they're just, like, just fucking let it. But, like, now I watched it, I'm like, dude, you're fucking 26, 25, and you're making jokes about rape and fucking, like, just stupid shit. And I'm like,
It doesn't make sense.
At a certain point when you... it doesn't make sense. And at a certain point when you become a little older, granted, I'm only 23, when you become a little older, you stop, like... If someone's older than you, you're like, dude, what the fuck? Like, we should have this shit figured out. Like, that rape jokes they're not funny most of the time. B, unless you're like a brilliant comedian who can make it funny.
Right.
And then, or B, like, just poor taste.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just weird shit like that.
Yes, I agree. Totally agree.
So that was a whole different rant about Instagram comedians. I'm sorry.
It's good. This is like a social media podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up. But I agree. Most of it sucks. But that doesn't mean you can't do good 1 minute videos. It's just all it is. It's not an, don't think of it as an Instagram video. Think of it as a 10 to 60 second sketch.
Mm-hmm.
A comedian can do whatever he wants in that zone. Therefore, you can make a good Instagram video. You can make a good 1 minute video. Doesn't have to be shitty.
But you're saying the popular stuff is often
it's shit. So you can put like a good video on the platform. It's just like the platform is saturated with fucking dog shit comedians. Yeah.
I think I could. I'm going to start doing weirder stuff. And I think that resonates with people. If I go like super fucking weird.
Yeah.
No, so whatever, I'll figure it out. Follow me on Instagram.
Also, check out Brandon's latest short film.
That's right.
Oh yeah, we did one together. Yeah. Can we talk about this? You didn't like your performance in it.
No, yeah. I mean, the first day we did, yeah.
The first day was
just awful.
Was bad, and I will admit that. But granted, when I was editing, we both knew it. I was like, when I was editing it, most of the lines worked, but then there were like four lines that like just didn't work. And you told me like that night, you were like, please don't use that footage.
Yeah.
It was like, I was off today. You were like, even said I was off today. And the next day was vastly better. Way better. He was way better. Cool. And so sweet. But you still don't like your performance in it.
I don't.
I made a short film just to put context. I made a short film and Todd was one of the he was pretty much the star of it, co-star of it. And we filmed it for 2 days and Todd wasn't happy with his performance.
But I've watched part of it. I just wasn't in a scenario where I could watch the whole thing.
Sure.
I didn't notice anything weird or awkward. I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
I told you like I didn't see any bad acting.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Nothing cringy.
Yeah.
It was just I had to shut it off because I was like, I don't know. Like,
you
was
bored?
I was driving.
I was just bored with it?
Fuck this. I don't want to give Brandon a view.
I had to shut it off because it was just so awful.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Just the writing was bad.
Yeah,
the
writing's terrible.
Great performance. Awful writing, dude. Scotty, where can
there we go. Fuck off.
Zinger.
I didn't mean to, sorry. You can call me
Daddy.
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 Don't call me daughter.
Daddy.
Your YouTube is what?
My YouTube's Toddy Smithy. I hate saying that.
Toddy Smithy.
Sounds so weird. Toddy Smithy.
Toddy Smithy.
And you sound like you're in like Sweeney Todd or like a musical.
Toddy Smithy?
Toddy Smithy?
Toddy Smithy?
Hello, my name is Toddy Smithy.
You sound like you're from London.
You sound like you're from London. See, I like doing that weird shit, like,
hello, hi, you over there. My name's Toddy Smithy.
See, now that's good comedy.
Fucking gold.
All right, dude, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a great time. I finished my coffee and drank some water. Yeah. It was fun.
That's dehydrating and then hydrating yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
That's a myth.
Have me back.
That's a myth. That's a myth.
We're not getting into that right now.
Oh. Two more hours about coffee.
Can you fucking myth?
Save for the next one.
You're welcome back anytime. We want to do like a recurring guest, just like, you know, there's like the squad.
We can talk about like Pablo Escobar and shit.
Sure.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
All right, buddy.
Let's put it in here. Content on three. One, two, three.
Content.
I'm sorry.
And AIDS.
Oh, shit.
AIDS.
Farted.
Content and AIDS. I'm sorry, Dad.